You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed a woman in her 50s, two men in their 70s, two women and two men in their 80s, and one man in his 90s has died. He said four of the eight deaths were linked to outbreaks at aged care facilities, bringing the state's death toll to 275 and the national figure to 360. There are also 278 new cases, with some 664 Victorians battling the virus in hospital, including 37 in intensive care, with 25 on ventilators. The Premier also says a testing drive will begin in regional cities of Ballarat, Bendigo and Geelong following a significant growth in new cases.
This testing push over the coming days and weeks will be a really important way in which we can be confident that we're finding all the virus that's there, or at least as much of it as we can, and that allows us to then trace and lock down those positive cases, do what has to be done to support those people but keep them away from others, and try and pull up any further spread.
Scott Morrison has delivered a message about failures to protect vulnerable aged care residents from coronavirus. The Prime Minister published a Facebook message expressing condolences for the hundreds of elderly people who have died from the disease. Almost 70% of all virus deaths have been in aged care, one of the worst aged care death rates in the world. The Aged Care Royal Commission this week examined the impact of the pandemic on the elderly, hearing stories of neglect and apathy. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese wants Prime Minister Scott Morrison to take responsibility for the situation.
What we know now from the Aged Care Royal Commission is that they didn't have a plan, and we know as well from expert evidence that many hundreds of aged care residents will have a premature death as a result of the failure to put in place an appropriate plan to give older Australians the respect, the care and the dignity that they deserve.
The South Australian government has announced tighter restrictions on aged care facilities to prevent a COVID-19 outbreak among vulnerable residents. From the 27th of August, carers in nursing homes won't be permitted to work at more than one facility, and all staff, including doctors and nurses, will be required to wear masks when coming into close contact with residents. Face shields and gloves will also be required in some circumstances. Premier Stephen Marshall says while he acknowledges the changes won't be easy for many, they're necessary to save lives.
When we look at the devastating situation in Victoria, New South Wales, Tasmania, where we have seen very significant infections, then we know that we've got to act swiftly, listen to the expert advice and stay ahead of the curve. We're very proud that we haven't had infection or fatality in our residential aged care facility, and our goal is to keep it that way.
New South Wales has 12 new infections and its first coronavirus death in more than a week after an elderly woman died from the virus. The victim was a woman in her 80s linked to the Our Lady of Lebanon church cluster in Harris Park. Of the new cases, four are linked to known outbreaks, three are locally acquired from an unknown source, and five are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Tourism Minister Andrew Constance is encouraging people in public places, especially on public transport, to wear a mask to help avoid a Melbourne-style lockdown.
We've got around 30% of commuters who are wearing masks currently. The observation I make is a lot more people are wearing them in peak hour, which is a good thing, but we really need everybody to wear them. You know, if we're at about 30%, you know, that's a lot better than where we were a week or so ago. I think people are now coming to terms with the need to wear them. And ultimately, we're very serious about this. We need everybody to put them on so that we don't have Melbourne-style lockdown.
The four-day window to return home has begun for Canberrans stranded by the travel ban at the New South Wales-Victoria border. Until Sunday, residents will be able to travel from New South Wales between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. They will be permitted one rest stop at Gundagai before being checked in at the ACT border and beginning 14 days of self-isolation at home. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr admits the situation should have been resolved days ago after 100 people were stuck at the border for 6 days.
Certainly a regrettable delay, and we understand just how frustrated those Canberra residents are. But look, after many days of negotiation with the New South Wales government, we were able to get an outcome, and I'm very relieved they'll be able to commence their journey back home this morning.
The federal government says it is close to reaching a deal to access a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Minister for Industry, Science and Technology Karen Andrews says the government is working with manufacturers and vaccines being developed overseas. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.